Finally, the story they said couldn't be told shatters the airwaves. Brought to you by House of Shag and Stuff, where tomorrow's carpets are here today, and by Clams at Go-Go Passaic, where our motto is, shellfish is a swell dish. Happy housewives know that when it comes to eating out, 9 out of 10 men think of one thing.
Give me fish.
I want filet.
And remember, we deliver. When you're thinking of sending something special to that special someone, why not say it with fish?
Yes?
3 shrimp dinners?
I didn't order any shrimp dinners. This must be somebody's idea of a sick joke.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's the well of horniness. The continuing saga of one woman's sojourn into the septic tank of the soul.
Harold, come over here right this minute!
What is it, Louise?
It's those 2 new girls on the block, Harold. Something about the way they walk. Something about the way they talk. Something about the way they look at each other. Harold, I could swear they're Lebanese.
You're just imagining things, Louise. They're just a couple of sorority girls.
Have we got news for you, Harold? Those 2 girls are members of the Tri Delta Tribads, an alleged sorority, but in reality, just a thinly veiled entrance to the well of horniness. The setting, a peaceful New England town, just a town like many others, a town that clasps American values to her bosom. An American town where every winter day is a white Christmas, and every Wednesday night is Prince Spaghetti Night.
Anthony!
Just a town like many others with its local pubs and taverns.
Monsieur, the Blue Nord, the 1979.
And dinner theaters where tone-deaf MCs flourish and where the citizens can go to meet or cheat that someone special. But beneath the apparently serene breast of new-fallen snow, a whirlpool rages, sucking the weak, the infirm, the original, and all others who don't wear beige down, down, down. As carrots in the Cuisinart, so are the souls in the well of horniness. Meet Georgette.
Hello, White Casa. The usual. You know the way I like it. Extra hot.
Coming from one of town's most established families, her pedigree was unblemished except for a drop of Catholic blood on her mother's side of the family. But underneath the cloak of respectability, evil budded in her bosom. By the time she'd pledged her college sorority, Georgette had already fallen into the well of horniness. And Vicky, the town's leading Excedrin consumer.
Darn these childproof tops!
A recent emigre to this town, like many others, she came to this quiet hamlet to forget. By day, she clips coupons and attends aqua-sized classes. By night, she prays for amnesia. Few would guess this well-groomed, word-processing trainee was once of the Sisterhood of Sin. The memories gnaw at her mind like starving hamsters in a Kleenex box. Is there any hope for Vicky? Is there any hope for anyone once they've fallen into the well of horniness? And here's Rod.
Honey, I'm home. Hey, 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 what you got for me?
I made some Harvey Wallbangers.
Vicky's fiancé, Georgette's brother Rod, once had dreams of becoming a golf pro. But like many young men of his milieu, his youthful idealism was trampled by his drive for success. The punch bowl from his graduation open house was barely drained when he became a VP in the family business, a chain of discount carpet warehouses. Rod and Vicky, on the surface, just a couple of lovebirds, about to tie the knot. Then our happy couple makes a date with destiny.
Hey, Vic, what do you say to a little R&R?
Okay.
Why don't I give my sister Georgette a ring? I've been dying for the 2 of you to meet.
Oh, Rod, I really don't feel up to a crowd.
What's a crowd? She's family. Besides, you'll love her and, come to think of it, you 2 were in different chapters of the same sorority.
What did you say, dear?
The same sorority. The Tri-Delta Tribads. Come on, Vic. I remember how you loved that club and those gals.
You don't understand. I can never see those women again.
So who says you have to mention the sorority at all? You'll be gabbing about color swatches and floor buffers. Why, in no time at all, you'll be bosom buddies.
Now I'll never be able to keep the secret of my past from him. Those so-called sorority sisters.
Vicky, a would-be word processor with a past she can't outrun.
I can't believe his sister is one of them. They are... everywhere.
Later that night, Rod and Vicky arrive at the fabulous new dinner theater, the Vixen's Den, where Georgette is already waiting.
Miss, you're gonna have to check that. Oh, haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Since when do you care? Oh, sorry. It's just that I thought, after we spent together, it was special.
Can it, Babs? I'm here to meet my family. Hey, Babs, who's that foxy lady over by the palms? What's the scoop on her?
Miss, would you like a drink while you're waiting?
I'd like a Harvey Wallbanger. Miss, make it a double.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, well, I do. See you around, Babs.
Okay, Georgette. Call me, or I'll call you, okay, Georgette? Okay? If I said anything mean about the way we were, I didn't mean it.
Georgette cuts to the dining room as surely as a honeybee picks out the last wildflower in a field of crab grass. And where is our hero? There he is, threading his way through the salad bar.
Pardon me, ma'am, but somebody else might want some croutons, too.
Will Rod return in time to save his beloved from the predatory clutches of his own flesh and blood? We'll find out after this word from our sponsor.
High cost of wall-to-wall, keeping you awake at night? Like to cover up the cement floor in the master bedroom with a little snazzy something or other, but can't shell out an arm or a leg? Then visit New England's chain of carpet warehouses, House of Shag and Stuff. We're open 24 hours to serve you better. Take a look at these beauties. Oh, sorry, we're on the radio. But just listen to these colors. You wouldn't believe how loud they are. Green, red, orange, yellow, hot pink. Yes, sirree, this week and this week only we're running a chain-wide special on these poly-trylon 100% washable throw rugs in designer colors. Throw them anywhere. The kitchen, living room. Throw them at the kids. Hey, dads! Tired of mowing that big green expanse of nothingness? Got a fortune-sucking weed killer? Pave the whole thing over and just toss around a few of these babies for accent. They'll never notice, and I'll never tell. Once you see our low, low prices and easy terms, you'll be bitten by the bug, too. Shag Fever! So hurry on down to one of our convenient locations or come by our main branch and showroom right off Route 17 in this town, a town like many others.
Vicky, hon, this is my sister, Georgette. Hey, I'm so glad the two of you, my two favorite gals, are finally meeting.
So lovely.
Enchanté, I'm sure.
The pasta arrivederci, coming in for a landing.
Georgette, for Christ's sakes, this isn't a hamburger joint.
Despite her resolve, Vicky finds she cannot resist the way Georgette plays with her food.
What's the matter, honey? You sit in a puddle? Are you just glad to see me?
Excuse me, miss. Are you going to order anything, or are you just going to eat hers?
Noodles all around, garçonnette. And while you're at it, how's about a little fruit of the vine to wash this slop down?
Very well, monsieur. Oh, Paul. How clumsy.
Will you get a load of that? What is it with you guys? Run a wet t-shirt contest on the side?
Let me try. Usually if you get it while it's still damp.
Well, what do you know? It's another testimonial to the miracle of synthetics!
As Vicky's fork clatters to the ground, something darker than etiquette draws Vicky down.
Excuse me?
What began innocently enough takes a turn for the worse underneath the table. Vicky finds no cutlery, but Georgette's legs. Two succulent rainbows leading to the same pot of gold.
I suppose I should wait until after dinner, but I really want to pick your brains on some of the places I've been looking into as possible honeymoon hideaways. I'm looking for something that has a lot to offer, particularly a good ball. I bought Vic a set of clubs for her last birthday, and darn it all if she doesn't have a better putt than I do. Well, that's neither here nor there. I just mean you can't spend all your time in bed, right? The Saucy's Plantation offers a lot. 20 minutes from the Tampa St. Pete Airport, and 90 minutes from Disney World and Busch Gardens. And Georgette, get a load of this private beach. It's pretty reasonable, too, if we take the American plan. The breakfast, the greens fees, and happy hour are thrown in. Although I must say I'm a bit wary of these all-inclusive fees. There's always hidden charges that amount to no savings at all. You gotta be careful. These damn travel agents see the rock on a finger and the stars in my eyes, and they'll soak you every time, I swear to God, and they'll laugh all the way to the bank, am I right? Well, here's some of the brochures. They all look great on paper. You can take a gander at them after dinner, and Vicky wanted to... Hey, Vic, what's up? You find that book yet?
I see it, but I can't quite reach it.
For Christ's sakes, get the waitress! Vic, what's the matter? You come up too soon?
I feel a little hot, Rod. Maybe I better go freshen up.
You do. Georgette, I'm a bit concerned with Vicky lately.
Yeah?
Something's fishy. I can't quite put my finger on it, can you?
I'm working on it. Maybe I'd better go check on it.
Great, I'd hate for her to miss the floor show.
But the romantic powder room rendezvous is cut short.
Oh my god, she's been shot!
As Georgette's perforated remains cool by the powder room, Vicky gives the maitre d' the slip.
Could you wrap this up for me?
And is swallowed by the silent orifice of the night.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Future carpet queen slays sister-in-law during floor show.
Vicky, ruthless killer or just a girl with a lot of luck? All of it bad. We'll find out after this word from our sponsor.
That's right! House of Shag and stuff is expanding! We've opened a whole new floor with plenty of Eager Beaver salespeople to serve you better! Here's one of them now. Come on up here, little lady, and tell us all about it.
Attention, Art Mart shoppers. We have a blue light special in the generic modernist department. In order to make room for the new 84s, Art Mart is slashing prices to the stretcher bars on his late model masterpieces. Schnabel, Salad, Herring, we've got the brand names you want at prices you won't believe. What's the secret of Art Mart's everyday low, low prices? We buy directly from the artists as they're being thrown out into the streets and pass the savings on to you, the art consumer. And all Art Mart paintings come with our exclusive guarantee. 100% avant-garde or your money back. Remember, today's kitsch is tomorrow's collectible. Want something that will shock the neighbors for years to come? Let our home decorating department help you select that very special work in progress for any room in the house. And while you're art marting, visit the deli and check out the new Wiener Wonder, Pesto Pup, Cuisine on a Stick. Thank you for art marting.
But what really happened that fateful night at the salad bar? Was it something in the vinaigrette? Was there someone else who could have pulled the trigger? To many, the flight of the ex-muff diver, future mop squeezer Vicky was as good as a confession. What else but terrible guilt could make a woman in heels sprint? From the cramped quarters of the gay girl ghetto, blowing a girlfriend to Kingdom Come could have been written off as taking your space. And what about Babs, the hat-check girl? Their one-night stand left Babs stranded high on the bunny slope of love.
One night? One night? It was a whole ski weekend at Stoatfinger Lodge!
Who killed Georgette? And who cares? And what will become of Vicky? Could it be she faces a brighter future in a prison rehab program than in today's saturated word-processing field? And then there's Rod, whose entire life soured between the salad bar and the powder room. For answers to these and even more trivial questions, watch for the next episode of The Well of Horniness.